Welcome. We are the Sisters of Main Street. I'm Jennifer McLeod, the Disney diva, joined with Angela Hinault.
Hey.
On this week's podcast, we are going to talk about our Disney obsession. And since this is our first podcast ever, we thought that we would do a little background on what we love about Disney, why we wanted to start a podcast, and also interview each other with some questions that will probably educate us both on our love of Disney. And so let's go.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Sisters of Main Street. We're two Disney-obsessed sisters, and since we can't be in the parks every day, we fill our days with as much pixie dust as possible. So let's jump right in. So first, we are going to discuss how we know each other. So Jen is my sister-in-law, or soon-to-be sister-in-law, I guess. I am marrying her brother, Jack, who I've known for a very long time now, 7 years, I think. And we're getting married in October, and I'm having a Disney moon for 11 days, and I'm very excited, but that's besides the point.
Yep, and I've known Angela for about 6 of those 7 years that she's known my brother. And we are both very obsessed with Disney, and I think out of everyone in my family, Angela jumped into the trend of Disney real fast.
For sure.
For sure. I have always been a bit of an addict about it, and we went on a trip together in 2016. Oh, wow.
Okay. Or 2017.
Oh, okay, 2017. And I think Angela was hooked from that point.
I would say so.
So it's great for me because I don't have anyone else that I can... I mean, my husband will go with me, but he will just go to be there. So this is great. So we thought, let's do a podcast because we literally, we talk about Disney all the time. We listen to the music. We watch other fellow Disney podcasters and everything like that. So we thought that we would try it out ourselves. And
oh yeah, we've seen it all. We watch all the YouTube videos, listen to all the podcasts, and find ourselves talking about it pretty much all day, every day to everyone else's distaste, maybe. And so we figured we would put this out in the world,
maybe find people that would want to listen to us talk about Disney because our parents and SOs are tired of it.
Everyone else is sick of it. We also wanted to discuss what to expect from this podcast. And so what we're pretty much going to be doing is talking about, you know, big news that happens, upcoming events, releases, new rides that are opening. We're looking at you, Ratatouille, hopefully coming this summer 2020, going over Disney history, different Disney topics. And also my favorite segment is going to be what is Angela wearing? And I will go into that. I pretty much always have at least one article of clothing that is Disney related, and I thought it'd be fun to every week discuss what on me is Disney. And this week I am wearing Hercules socks. They're blue. I am wearing all the Disney Cats leggings from the Disney parks. You can buy them in Walt Disney World and I'm sure other parks. And I'm also wearing a fantastic black Disney spirit jersey that says Disney World on it. All of these items can probably be purchased there or online.
But you forgot to mention the best part. We are literally sitting in my office surrounded by Disney merchandise, both wearing our Orange Bird
Festival of Flower and Garden ears.
Yes.
That my dear mother-in-law and Jen's mother purchased for us on her trip. We're not the only Disney ones. We're just the most obsessed here.
Absolutely. That is very true. So now we are going to do a fun intro to everything about us segment, which is essentially where we're going to interview each other. We worked on 11 questions to ask each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I thought that I might know some of them, but I don't think I'm going to know all of Angela's answers. So I'm interested to see what we get.
Samesies.
So I will start by asking Angela this very important number one question.
I'm ready.
Okay. If you could only visit one Disney World park, what would it be?
Okay. So this is an interesting question for me, because the question, what is my all-time favorite park and what would, if I could only visit one, where would I go, are two very different answers. First of all, my favorite park, not that you asked, but it's Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
But if I had one day in Disney, I'm going to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
And here's why.
Let's hear it.
First of all, my all-time favorite ride, Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
I mean, come on. I won't get into it, but it's the best.
I'm going to get into the fact that Angela's bathroom is literally decorated to Haunted Mansion.
100%. I'm so sorry to my dear fiance. And also, they have a lot of great snacks there. Their egg rolls, which used to be by Jungle Cruise, it is now at the entrance of Adventureland, last I checked, are absolutely delicious. You gotta go there early because they do run out. But it's like, it's the biggest park. It's the first park, right?
Yeah,
you have to go there. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and there's different lands. So, I mean, if I have one day in Disney, I'm going to Magic.
Okay. Makes sense to me. Damn.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I'll tell you what my initial reaction to the question that I wrote down was, I just love Epcot. And I think, I can, like, close my eyes and I can smell Epcot, which I know that might sound kind of weird, but from the early, early morning when you walk in and you see Spaceship Earth and it's just, like, sitting there and it's beautiful and...
It is magical.
It is magical, and I always tend to kind of go the same path. Like, I always go into the land and do Soarin', and then I like to travel over to the Nemo side and check out the aquarium. And then, you know, because... World Showcase opens a little bit later, so we sort of dawdle around in Future World. I'm not a roller coaster person, like, at all. So, like, Mission Space and Test Track, I have not done yet.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think that we might try Test Track if we're brave next time we go.
Tough guys.
But the reason I love Epcot is because I'm a pretty big foodie, and I feel like they always have different festivals, and they always have... obviously a lot of different food and drinks you can try from around the world, and it's just a little bit more of a casual park for me. It's not as hectic, and you can kind of, you know, shop and walk around, and a lot of times they have, like, different art in the Festival of the Arts, and the topiaries at the Flower and Garden, which is my favorite one. So it just seems like it's always a little different when depending what time of year you go.
I can see that, because every, you know, every time you go there, there's always a kind of a different festival, except for, like, those 3 months in the summer. So it is going to be always something different.
Yeah.
And they have so much to offer.
Yeah.
Also, the Frozen ride, I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah, the Frozen ride's there. And like you mentioned earlier, they're going to bring Ratatouille, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. And I cannot wait to see Ratatouille. And with the rumor, I don't know if this is true yet, but they've talked about the ride in Mexico.
Oh, for Coco?
Name. Yeah, they may change it to Coco, which...
Oh, Three Caballeros?
Yes. Yes. The Three Caballeros may have to introduce Coco into... I don't know if they would, like, mix them or what, but...
I hope they do. I mean, Coco, first of all, fantastic movie.
Coco was fantastic.
One of the most amazing.
Yes.
Which also, just a quick side note, the first time I watched Coco, Jen held a viewing party and cooked Mexican food.
Oh, that's right. I did.
And I cried. It's a sad movie.
And I knew she was going to cry, and I was cold hard and just watched and, like, saw the tears start falling, and I was like, yes, because I felt better about myself knowing that I'm not the only grown woman that cries at Disney movies. And I think I still tear up to this day at the end when they're singing Remember Me with the grandmother. It's it's heart-wrenching. I love Epcot. And then the other thing, too, is Epcot at night, it just seems like a totally – well, I think this is true at most of the parks, but – At nighttime with Epcot.
Comes alive.
It does. Yeah, all the lands are, like, lit up, and you have the, you can see, you know, Spaceship Earth, because usually now I'm on the other end of the park, and it's all lit up in, like, purple and blue, and it's just beautiful. I think it would be Epcot, would be my answer.
All right, Disney, open back up so we can get there, please.
Yeah, seriously. We are dying over here.
Very interesting answers we both had. Sound off in the comments of what you would visit if you had one day in the Disney parks. Now, Jen, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You're going to be super surprised by this.
Okay.
But if money was not an option, okay,
uh-huh,
you had $1,000,000,000.
Wow.
Which resort would you stay at? And how long? I'm going to add on to it.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, if money wasn't an option, okay. I personally love the Polynesian. That's where I stayed at my honeymoon. And we were only there for, I think, 3 nights, and it was not long enough. So I think that I'm trying to think if I'm like, this is my one chance. Am I doing the right answer? But I really do. I love Lilo and Stitch. I love like the tiki culture. So I would say Polynesian. For how long I would stay?
Forever.
Yeah, seriously, forever. I mean, I think that because there's so much to do at the parks and then like other places like Springs and other resorts, I'm going to throw out a 12-day Polynesian stay.
I like it.
Yeah, I think that that's reasonable. And then that gives me a chance to hit Ohana. I've done Ohana twice. The first time was amazing. Ooh. And so we booked a second one and it was horrible.
Yes.
So that was the dinner. I've heard that from a lot of people and people that I watch that it's the same thing. It's a hit or miss, but it was really, really good the first time. And I would definitely go back again. I don't know if me staying there would matter if it'd be good or not. I don't know what my train of thought was there.
They hooked you the first time.
They totally hooked me. No, they totally did. and then I've never done the breakfast, so I would do that, especially to meet Stitch and everything.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And also the Polynesian, they have Dole Whip there. I mean, like, right down.
24/7 Dole Whip, are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, what else is better? And they have the Spirit of Aloha show, which I actually started to watch, and then I got sick, so we had to leave. But the server was really nice. He was awesome. So, but it's just, it's very immersive and relaxing. And they have the hidden bar.
Is it Trader Sam's?
Yeah, Trader Sam's Grotto.
Yes.
And that place is super duper cool. It's like, you know, Adventureland in Magic Kingdom, where they have the Tiki Room, which is one of my favorite shows. I will sit in that show all day.
That honestly is one of my favorite shows, and here's why.
Okay.
Magic Kingdom is a hot park. They're all hot, yeah. Right? You're in Florida.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is you go in there, you sit in air conditioning for, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's true.
And I mean, the show is great, but yeah. You're sitting in air conditioning. I mean, come on.
And it's usually not very crowded to the fact you have some space between you.
Absolutely.
You're not like on top of each other. When you're all sweaty, that's like, and then you walk out and you got your Dole Whip there too. So, I mean, that there's like nothing better than that. And I feel like the Polynesian takes all the best parts of Adventureland. And then with Sam's Grotto, it has that cheeky, you know, silly Jungle Cruise type feeling in it.
I've never been to Sam's or Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
But I heard that if you order specific drinks,
yes,
that special things happen in the bar.
Yes.
So I'm interested to try it on my honeymoon because I've heard, you know, shrunken heads come out and lights flash. But I won't
give it away.
Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you guys when it happens in October.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. So my favorite drink there, actually, you get absolutely no interaction with. It's just, you just get your drink and it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. But for some reason, Alex, my husband, Alex, every drink that he's ordered, and I have a couple of the mugs behind me in my office, comes with some interaction, and he's like so shy. I don't know. It's just how it is. So yeah, I would say I would do Polynesian. I think I don't know why I said 12 days. I could have said 30 days, but to be reasonable.
I know. I think 12 days is pretty fair because, yeah. You know, I mean, at some point, granted, I've never been to Disney for 12 days, but I have to imagine at some point you're going to want to get back home and see your puppies and stuff.
I think
you
it's because of the dogs. Yeah.
Right.
That's, I would miss the dogs, and that's probably about it.
Yeah. So mine,
yes.
Not that you asked, but
yes.
I will tell you.
Well, we're gonna hear it
also,
anyways.
I thought just a fun fact about Jen and I, we're both pass holders right now.
Yes.
Annual pass holders,
yep.
Plus. So just we're better than you. So
yeah.
You know.
We don't want to brag, but
no, but I would choose, and I know this is weird because I think it's a value resort.
Mm-hmm.
It's Art of Animation. So
okay.
Our first trip in 2017. I've actually only surprisingly been 3 times to Disney World, but the first time we went to
and I've been there every time.
yes. Yeah. If I've done something, Jen's been there. No, but Art of Animation was the first one we went to. And if you've ever been there, it like there's actually I'm looking at the candle right now. It smells. I don't even know what it is, but it smells so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just like when you first walk into the lobby, it's so beautiful. And there's like these beautiful colors and all the like kind of mock-up drawings of like Little yeah. Mermaid and Cars and like Lion King. And it's so like, and I know all the resorts are immersive, but it's just so Disney.
It is. That's true.
You're in Disney when you're in there, you know? Yeah. And then the second you walk out to the pools, you know, you're in the Little Mermaid. Is it Finding Nemo?
Yeah.
The pool?
Yeah.
You're in the Finding Nemo pool, and then you're of Cars Land, which, like, I've walked through. I've never stayed in there, but it's you feel like you're in Cars.
Yeah, it's really
amazing.
Crazy.
I actually, the last trip, sorry, the second to last trip I went on, my mother-in-law got an, it's an ECV.
Yeah.
And, like, 5 minutes before our, the Tragical Express, as we call it,
yes.
when it picks you up, came, I literally zipped around Art of Animation Resort on this thing and drove yeah. through the Cars Land. It's so cool. We have stayed at Little Mermaid, and yep. we've also stayed at the Lion King Suite, but you just, when you're in there, you feel like Disney. Like,
yeah.
you're just in Disney. Also, the Skyliner goes through there now. I've never stayed there when the Skyliner was around, but it seems like a pretty cool perk.
Yeah.
The food court is
amazing.
I'm
just gonna bring
that
up. Yeah.
I mean, like,
the landscape of flavors.
Yeah.
They actually have really good food.
So good. They have like a pasta bar. They have like pizza. Mm-hmm. And the breakfast. Oh my god, those cheesy potatoes in the morning. I think about those
yeah.
on like a weekly basis.
No, they're really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're so good.
They had this like naan, and it was like an Indian type of breakfast, and I think of it every once in a while because it seemed healthier. You
right.
know?
I mean, yeah.
And
Disney calories don't count.
Disney calories, that's true. They don't count. But this, I was like, yeah, I'm like, I think that I could have double the desserts tonight since I have this healthy breakfast, you know? And it was, but yeah, they, out of all the food court type places I've been, I think Art of Animation, 100%.
Oh yeah. And the thing is too, like, I know a lot of, like, if you're a huge Disney fan, we always say, oh, we're home
yeah.
when we get to Disney, right? And Art of Animation, for me, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm home. So yeah, it's, granted, I've only stayed at Art of Animation and, was it French Quarter?
Yeah, we stayed at Port Orleans French
yes.
Quarter, and I had stayed there once before. People love it. I don't really understand.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous resort.
Yeah.
It's very pretty, but it's not Disney.
Right.
I know, like, you're in, you know, New Orleans
yeah.
and you have, Tiana, and, but it's so kind of hidden to
right.
me that, like, when I'm in Disney, I want Disney thrown up on me.
Yep, I'm
you know, I want it everywhere I look, and that is what you get at Art of Animation.
Yeah, Art of Animation is almost like it would be a good destination resort to visit anyways, especially if you have kids, because
oh, yeah.
you can see all these big, I mean, they have like Scar, and they have, you know, from Lion King, and then in the Little Mermaid area, they have the big Ursula and Triton.
Oh yeah,
like,
I think they have the Elephant Graveyard too.
Yeah, the Elephant Graveyard, and then in Cars Land, I stayed in the Cars part once, and the theming is amazing. You're on a paved road,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and then they have like the Cone Motel or whatever it's called.
I think it's a pool.
Yeah,
the Cone Motel.
Pool there.
Yeah.
But the other cool thing, the pool by the Nemo section, I think they call it the Big Blue Pool or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the largest resort pool in any of the Disney resorts, and they used to play music under the water.
I did not know that.
Yeah. If you
have you ever swam there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to.
No, but we've never swam. We've never gone in the pools together.
Oh, that's true.
Because we always go in February, and
yeah.
I am a fish. I love to be in the pool, and rightfully so. Jen,
she actually
when
has
it's
fins.
Only 60 degrees out, for some reason, doesn't want to go in the pool, but
yeah.
I'm in it.
Yeah,
so
that's true. She is. She would have gone into Blizzard Beach, I think, too. I'm like, 100%. No, it's freezing. But yeah, if you go under the water, they used to play music. They stopped, and I don't remember what the reason was. Or even if I found out what it was, but that it was kind of just a cool little hidden thing. They would just play music. Yeah,
yeah. That's one thing I love about Disney is all those like little things. Like
yeah.
even I believe, and don't quote me on this, while you're walking through Art of Animation, like as you go through like Little Mermaid and like Lion King, like they have the sounds.
Oh, really?
Even actually the landscaping changes too, doesn't it?
Yes, you're right.
I believe
right.
like in like Lion King, it's like very like burnt dry
yep.
grass. It's not like lush or anything.
Yeah.
And then as you go into Little Mermaid, it's like becomes more lush and more like kind of blues
yeah.
and greens. And
you're right, because I know in the Nemo area, it almost looks like coral, like how they do it.
Yep.
Kind of, you know, so they definitely, the theming is awesome. It is really awesome. Well, you didn't say how long you would stay though.
Oh, Okay, so for my honeymoon or my Disney moon, I'm staying for 11 days, which I'm extremely excited about. So I feel like I'm going to have a different answer after I stay for 11 days because I'll have a better idea. But
which room are you staying in?
We're staying at Pop Century, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
that's
as of right now, I mean, they're going to probably come out with other stuff, so we'll see. But as of right now, we're staying in Pop, which I've never stayed at, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with 12 days. I'm going to copy your answer because that seems like a good kind of roundabout, you know, time. Because at some point, I mean, you're going to want to go home and do other stuff, right? But, yeah. I mean, who knows?
I don't know.
But also, yeah, because, I mean, there's 4 parks. There's 2 water parks. There's Disney Springs.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like with the 12 days, you can really hit everything with that.
Yeah. And you can, and like I said, there's so many, you can do full resort days, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so 12 days. All right, so I'm going to jump into the next question. This is a tough one because I wrote it down and I'm going to fumble with my answer. Well, I'll try not to so no one gets annoyed.
I think I know mine right now.
Okay. The question is, which Disney snack must you have when you go to Disney World? And it can be Springs Resort or any of the parks. The one you must have to make your vacation. What is it?
Okay. So I know I was talking about the egg rolls. Those are delicious, but that's not the thing I have to have.
Okay.
I've actually only had this item one time. But we had it last time we went in Hollywood Studios. It's the Oreo funnel cake.
Oh,
guys,
that was good.
I don't know if you've had it. It's a freaking funnel cake with vanilla ice cream, like crushed up Oreos, and then little Mickey Oreo ears with chocolate sauce. Now, I'm not a sweet person. Jen can attest to that. Like, I will eat pasta, pizza. I'm not a big sweets. But this funnel cake is, it's just amazing.
It is good. It was really good.
I believe it's found near the Frozen show and the Indiana Jones show. It's right in between.
It used to be called Oasis Canteen. They changed the name of it. But
it's right next to the Indiana show.
And the cool thing with that, it's a snack credit. And Disney Food Blog talks about that a lot. It's I think it's like $8 or $9.
Yeah, it's like, I want to say it's $8.49.
Yeah.
So, but it's one snack credit, which is insane if you're doing the Disney dining plan.
Because the three of us, me, my mother, and Angela split it, and I didn't feel like I didn't get enough, you know, like.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, I'm so hungry, but it wasn't also like, oh, my God, I'm so stuffed.
Yeah.
Because that's the hard thing with Disney with snacks is, like, there's so many fantastic restaurants. There's so many, like, amazing snacks that you kind of have to, like, pace yourself.
Yeah.
That you're like, okay, we just have to share everything so we can try everything.
That is, it's a tough challenge to have, you know.
All right, now here's the tough question.
Okay.
What is your favorite snack that you have to have?
All right, so I've been thinking about it. And I will limit it to one thing because it's hard, but my favorite snack, and I feel like because you can't really get it anywhere else, I mean, I'm sure you could make it, but I don't want to try that, is the school bread in Norway at Epcot.
I've never had that, but your mom talks about it all the time.
It's really good. So you would like it because you don't love sweets. It's a cardamom bun, which sounds kind of weird, but it just, it kind of like is like a warm spice.
Oh,
and then they fill it with like a really good vanilla custard.
Ooh.
And then there's like a glaze on it with some shredded coconut, which I don't think you love coconut.
You know, I want to say I don't usually like coconut. And this isn't important to the podcast, but I'm going to tell you anyways. I think I'm coming around to it.
Okay. Well, they're getting to know us.
I'm 26 now. So, I mean, I think my body's changing, guys.
Things are changing. Yes. Yeah.
Can I just mention an honorary snack?
I was going to just say the same
thing. Here, you go first.
Oh, wait. Okay. Honorable mention. Oh, I feel like I'm put on the spot. No, I was kidding. I love the caramel apples at Disney World, but my favorite one is at Zuri Sweet Shop in Animal Kingdom. They have a monkey one, and it's like dipped in chocolate, and then but it has like a sugar coating too.
What is it? I'm sorry.
It's a caramel apple.
Oh,
yeah, and like you can ask them to slice it up for you, which makes it a lot easier.
That's convenient,
and it's good because like. You know, it's an apple, so it's a fruit. Okay, so that's
super healthy. So super health. We're all about health here.
Yeah, that's us. And, you know, you eat it while you're walking, so.
Losing weight,
yep. But it's just, it doesn't weigh you down, you know.
It's not heavy, I can imagine.
It's not heavy. It's just sweet enough, but it's good enough to split. I mean, me and Alex will eat the whole thing. Why not? But the monkey one, I don't know why. I just love, he's just so cute, and it's just the way they do it is adorable.
Now, I have a question, because I normally don't like apple. Is it covered in caramel?
Oh yeah.
Is it thick caramel?
No, not like
it's not like okay thick. Okay, because that's the thing, I usually don't like anything covered, like, you know, those candy covered apples or anything.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, because it's like you bite into it and then all of a sudden you lost the filling.
Yes. Yeah, you know? Yeah, they're too hard. No, this is a, they do it good. It's a soft caramel and they have a chocolate coating on the outside, pretty thin too, so it's,
oh, chocolate.
Yeah I mean,
do you know what kind of apple it is?
I think it's a Granny Smith. I think Fuji. It's green. I think it's They're really put her big. On the stop. So I'm thinking Granny Smith because okay, I think okay. it's green. I don't know. I could be making that up. But
do they make them in front of you or is it in the case?
No, they're in the case. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's fine. It's just wonderful.
But it's fun.
So my honorable mention. Yes. No, Jen, you're going to tell me where it is because I forget okay. every time. I want to say it's in Magic Kingdom, but I think it's in Hollywood Studios. It's the carrot cake cookie.
Oh, yes. At Charlie Carr Cafe.
Hollywood Studios?
Yes.
Oh, yep. My God, guys. Okay.
It's
so,
a Starbucks at Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Starbies.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm not normally a carrot cake fan, okay? Mm. Jen loves carrot cake. It's like her favorite.
It's my favorite.
Normally because it's filled with like thick carrot chunks and it's like just huge walnuts. No, thank you.
Yeah.
This one, it's a cookie, which it's really just a sandwich, guys. It's two pieces of caramel. Oh my God, I'm stuck on the apples. It's two pieces of carrot cake with like a generous amount of cream
yes.
cheese frosting.
Yes.
And we had gotten it last time we went and I tried, I think, did I get one or did we share it?
I think we shared it.
Yeah,
we
and I got half.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have gotten a whole one because mm-hmm. this is absolutely delicious. And if they ever get rid of it, I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do. But yeah, that's definitely,
yeah.
it's an honorable mention for snacks.
Well, I need to do one more honorable mention.
Okay.
I know I'm breaking the rules.
Everyone loves snacks, so I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
We could do a whole podcast about snacks.
We probably could. At the Festival of the Holidays, which me and Angela, my mom, were at in December of 2019.
That cookie stroll?
Yeah, the cookie stroll was a lot of fun, but Germany made this gingerbread cookie sandwich. It was like these two gingerbread cookies. They were so soft and good, and they filled it with this caramel frosting. It was amazing. I have a picture of it.
Is that a caramel kutscher?
Caramel kutscher.
I think I'm saying that wrong.
Yeah, in Germany. They only make it for the holidays. I brought one home for Jack, actually, because Jack's a big...
I don't think he ate it, which is really upsetting. But don't quote me. We can ask him later. Sorry, babe.
If that got wasted, I will cry because I literally...
No, he totally ate it then. He totally ate it.
It was one of the best snacks, and it was a huge cookie, and it took me like two servings to eat it. But I kind of wish... Cost effective, yeah. And I wish I had bought like a dozen of them, brought them home. Seriously. That snack was amazing. And at Christmas time this year, I will be sure to bring more home.
Disney at Christmas also is just beautiful, but that's
sure
besides
is.
The point.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
All right. So let's, are you good to go into the next segment or the next question?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay. I mean, like I can keep talking about snacks. I love snacks. Okay. So we're going to talk about what our first ride we have to go on to. Do you want to go to each park or?
Sure.
Okay.
I can do that.
All right. So each
park.
Am I
going first?
Yeah, I'll let you go first. What the ride you first have to run to, rope drop.
Okay.
At each park.
Okay. Well, I'll start easy because it's gonna get more complicated. But Animal Kingdom, Flight of Passage.
Good one.
That is an amazing, amazing. I love Flight of Passage. I actually tear up when I'm on it. If you've not ridden it, it's a simulator ride. It's a little bit, people use the word intense. I don't
think so.
Yeah. I don't think it's intense. Like we're with Soarin', you're off the ground, your feet
right.
are kind of dangling. And
you're high up
like
with
that.
Soarin'.
You are high up. With Flight of Passage, it feels very secure. The thing you sit in, the vehicle you sit in, it like hugs you.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's so cool. You can feel the Banshee like breathing.
That is insane.
The one thing I hate about the ride, if you've noticed, when you get on it and you sit on the Banshee or whatever, the mobile, when you look down, there's actually a camera and you're essentially, it's like a selfie picture and you're looking at your face and it's just like chins.
Oh, I just love
yeah.
pictures of my chins.
Yeah. It's, I'm like, we could do away with that. I don't need to see. I know that they try to take your face and move it into what an avatar you would look like.
Oh.
But in the beginning, it's just your face and it's like the front camera.
Disney Imagineers.
Disaster. Yeah.
Get rid of the camera.
Get
we
rid
don't
of it.
Want it.
Just put a picture of an avatar there and that's fine. That's all I need. But Flight of Passage, hands down, like one of the best rides in any of the parks,
I
would say.
All right.
For Hollywood Studios, which I'm sure we've not yet ridden Rise of Resistance, which will probably be the ride.
Oh, yeah.
But I think so, but for right now, my favorite ride there is Star Tours. Cause again,
classic.
I'm not a big, again, roller coaster person, but Star Tours, it's a simulator ride and it's different every single time. And I have, not to brag, been the chosen rebel person, two times.
I've ridden Star Tours like 8 times probably. No,
that was
like
actually
6.
Angela's first Disney ride.
It was.
That.
I want to be the chosen one so bad. I literally, last time we went on it, one of the last times, I pointed at myself the
yep.
whole time. And
Nothing happened.
They always choose the damn kids.
They do choose the... That's
choose me!
I'm not so sure why I've been chosen twice, because they usually do choose children. I'm 33.
Didn't you have your little porg, though, on your shoulder? I think that's what it was.
Yep, the second time I had the porg that you can buy, the shoulder mates that, you know, the magnetized to you, and I got picked the first time. I don't even know who I was with the first time. Maybe with Alex. I don't know. But anyways.
I don't know. Maybe your mom?
Maybe. But yeah, so I it's fun. It was kind of fun to be picked. Mm-hmm. So next park, Epcot, it's going to have to be Soarin', even though part of me wants to say Frozen Ever After. But if I don't get on Soarin', I get pretty sad. I love the music.
I think every time we've gone to Soarin', not to Soarin', to Epcot, we always start.
Yeah. With Soarin'. Yeah. We always start with Soarin'. It's one of my favorite rides ever. Not so much my brother's favorite ride, Jack.
Oh no, Jack had a panic attack.
Yes.
Sorry, babe. The first time. But you know what? No, I don't feel bad, because Jack tells this story to anybody that will listen.
Yeah, that's
literally
why I don't
feel mentioned Soarin'. Jack's like, hey, do you want to hear about the time I had a panic attack?
Pretty much.
On our honeymoon, I'm trying to debate if I want to go on it by myself.
Do it.
I think I might.
Do it.
Yeah. Why not? Care?
It's such a good personal ride anyways. Like,
okay, yeah, it's a single kind of experience ride.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, just hearing the music,
oh my God, I listen to it all the time on Spotify, guys. Seriously.
Yeah. No, it's magical.
And you have the scents, like the Fiji.
Yeah.
And this, I think
the grass and then the jasmine. And so I've seen, Soaring Over California, in Disneyland, and this one.
How different is that? I've never been there.
I don't remember the quality being so much better with Soarin' Over California, which some people kind of mention it may have been. It was pretty cool. You just go over places in California and you know, like you go over, I think, the Golden Gate Bridge, maybe. I can't remember. It's been years.
Don't ruin it.
I know. I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but it's, I think they're kind of the same. From what I remember. So Soarin', and then it's Magic Kingdom. Okay. This is okay. So here. All right. Oh, there's so many rides. I think that the one that I'd run to first would probably be Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like that one.
Yeah, it sets off the day. I love Adventureland and Pirates. You have to do Pirates.
It's also kind of like when you're walking in, like you go right to the left, mm-hmm. and then you're kind of right there, so it makes sense to because I mean, can you imagine like going all the way to Carousel of Progress and then trying to hit back? Like,
ooh, I do love Carousel.
Also, yeah, Carousel of Progress. We didn't get to do it last time because it was we went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and they closed it down for the party. And guys, I
yeah,
was
did
really
we not
upset.
Know that? Yeah,
yeah, I don't think we did because we were there all day. And
yeah,
nobody told me.
I mean, that ride I also love, but I think if I to start my day off on the right foot, I would go to Pirates of the Caribbean.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and then right back to you in the question,
okay.
In case anyone forgot because I rambled for a while.
That's okay.
What is the first ride you go on to at each park?
Okay. All right. So I wrote down your order, so I do the same
thing. Okay. Good.
That's what I was doing. So the first one would be Animal Kingdom. Now I do love Flight of Passage. Mm-hmm. But I have to start with the safari.
Oh.
It's just, like, it's animals you don't normally see.
Yeah.
You know? And especially if you go in there in the morning and you see them all kind of, like, stretching.
Yeah.
And, it's just, it's so magical, you know?
That's a good one. Yeah. I've heard about that. Yeah.
Right? And Flight of Passage is good. But also, although, you know, I have to say Flight of Passage, if I'm going to do that one, I want to do it in the morning because I don't want to eat before I go on that. Because there is that little bit of a drop and it just...
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. But but yes, that's for Animal Kingdom. Also, Flight of Passage is all the way at the end of the park. Why would you start at the end of the park?
Well,
you're running all the way over there? I mean, I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
I know it's hard because Pandora is beautiful at night.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I run there is probably because I have a fast pass. Because I will not, as much as I love it, I will not stand in line for 3 hours.
I won't stand in line for any ride for longer than like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Disney, I gotta see everything, guys.
You only have so much time in the park.
Exactly.
The one thing I will say on Flight of Passage where I lucked out is Alex hates that ride. Or he doesn't hate it, but he's not a big simulator.
I feel like Jack probably hates it too.
Yeah. So what I do is I get him a fast pass as well. And I just go on that baby alone both times.
Disney, don't listen to that.
I know. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Ooh, scandalous. But you can do it too with
Rule breaker. And guys, this is why we go to Disney together, or we're going to Disney together, because we just got to leave our significant others at home.
Yep.
Because they don't like Disney.
That's right.
Yes, that's what I do for Animal Kingdom. Also, just to mention, if you want to do the safari, I would say do it in the morning, but also do it at night.
Yeah.
Because it's a totally different experience.
The nighttime
if you do
one
it.
Is really cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. But also, like, Pandora at night, like you said, is beautiful. Oh. So, Animal, they're all beautiful. So Hollywood Studios, I'm excited to do Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad and also Rise of the Resistance. Hopefully we'll get to do both of those on our next trip. But I have to say Toy Story Mania.
Oh,
it's just like such a classic.
It is fun. That's a really
it's
fun
It's so
one.
Fun. Yeah. I'm awful at it. I like can never get a high score. I've even like seen things like how to cheat and do better. I still can't do it. Yeah, they're like hit this certain point and do that. I don't know, but it's fun. And you go around, you wear the glasses. It's a blast.
I feel like because Buzz Lightyear, the spin, whatever it's called, at Tomorrowland, it was kind of like based off that, but for some reason on that ride I can't get any points. I don't know what I'm shooting at.
Oh no, ever, never.
Yeah, so Toy Story Mania feels like you at least it's more satisfying too. It's a better ride, I think, because of the 3D
it's,
stuff,
I think it's smoother too.
It's smoother, and you still, even if you're bad at it, you're still getting points. I feel like with Buzz you actually have to be pretty good to get points.
And also if you walk through the queue or you have a fast pass for Toy Story Mania, you literally feel like you're in
Toy Story.
Right when you're about to get on the ride, if you like look up, you see Andy's door and you see a huge outlet, like you literally feel like you are a toy,
right?
In actually the whole Toy Story Land honestly feels like that.
It is awesome.
And I have to mention this.
Oh gosh, I know what it
Jen
is.
Jen knows what it is.
Yeah,
the absolute best. I don't know why did I not say this.
I thought you were gonna say it. Yeah,
drum roll please. The best food in the whole world is the grilled cheese at is it Andy's or
it's Woody's lunchbox?
Why is it Woody's?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I never. It, you're in Andy's backyard, and it's obviously his lunchbox. So yeah, it's called Woody's lunchbox.
Anywho,
I don't know.
But yeah, the grilled cheese and tomato soup. Like when we went, it was 85 degrees in December. I was not prepared for that whatsoever. I was very warm. I ate that grilled cheese and tomato soup. It was delicious.
I have a very pleased photo of Angela.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I talk about it. Like, I've annoyed so many people with this grilled cheese. But anyways, yeah. So that's what I would do is Toy Story Mania, and then I would run and get a grilled cheese. In Epcot, the first thing I would do, I'm torn like you.
Yeah.
I would go between Soarin' or Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen's just such a fantastic ride.
It is.
But Soarin', like you said, it's a classic. Like when I hear the Soarin' music, I'm like, ooh, I'm in Disney. Like, I'm ready to be in Disney, you know? So I think I would say Soarin' for, like, the memes. Yeah, and plus, like you said, too, you know, because World Showcase doesn't open up till 11, so you kind of run over to, is it Future World? To do that, and then you see the, you know, Finding Nemo ride, which, like, never has more than a 15-minute wait.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like, don't ever get a fast pass for Finding Nemo.
No,
you can just walk on.
Honestly, the longest part is walking through the queue.
I hate that queue.
You get dizzy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a beautiful queue. Like, you feel like you're in, like, the sand dunes.
Yep.
But you get dizzy.
Oh, yeah.
But it is beautiful, and I love going through the, what is it called? The
aquarium.
Thank you. Yes, the aquarium with the walruses.
Yeah.
With their lettuce. Oh my God, it's so cute.
Well, so the thing with the queue too, back to the queue with Nemo, is when you're in ECV, so both my parents will use them when they come down. Man, going through that queue with
ECV. Oh, that is the worst.
It is pretty bad.
Like,
yeah.
You can't make the turns.
No, you got to go real slow. You got a traffic jam behind
you.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what they were expecting was going
to
happen.
Also, I'm sorry, I have to mention this. In Sunshine Seasons, after you ride Soarin', don't ever buy a banana.
I know.
I've been talking about this, man. Like, I get stuck on things, but so last time we went, we did Soarin', and then we're like, you know what? Let's have a little light breakfast.
Right.
So I was like, it's the end of our trip. I've eaten my weight in snacks and food. Let me have something healthy. So I put a banana on the register, and then she rings it up for $2.49, guys. Do you know how much bananas are? They're like, I don't know where you guys live, but like they're 39 cents a pound.
Right.
I could buy you know how much banana bread I could make for $2.49?
A lot.
Yeah. So anyways, bring your own damn bananas.
The pricing was bananas on
it
that
was,
banana.
Oh, it was bananas. sorry, I love to go off about things. My last but not least.
Did you finish the banana?
Oh, you better believe I finished that banana.
She ate the peel.
I ate the peel and everything. I was like, I'm going to bring this home and grow more bananas.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to make this worth my while. I wanted to be like coated in gold for $2.49.
Yeah, that's right.
But also, it's a snack credit. That's a ripoff.
That's also bananas.
I know. Our new catchphrase, that's bananas. But yeah, so my last park is Magic Kingdom, which I kind of mentioned before. I have to go with Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion. I don't know why. It's my absolute favorite ride in the entire world. I listen to the music. The Grim Creepers. Creepers? Creepers. Grim Grinning Ghosts. That's what it is.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm a huge fan. My bathroom is themed after it.
Yep.
I love it. It's such a good ride. Yeah. And I also, no one told me that there's a store right next door called Memento Mori.
Yes. Well, I forgot. That's true.
It is kind of hidden. Yeah, it honestly looks like a shed that like no one uses. But I went in there, and guys, I'm not kidding. I wanted to buy a lot more than I did, but I bought the apron that looks like the women's dresses.
Yes.
And then at the last minute when I was checking out, they did get me, and I bought a $14.99 pen. Not worth it.
Not worth it.
For a $15 pen, yeah. Jen, I mean, come on.
I mean, that's true.
But, you know, I already bought a $2.50
well,
banana,
like?
So. No, it's really cool. So, it's it looks like the wallpaper, the purple.
Okay.
And then the top is, like, a little bat. So, it is very cool. It's sitting on my desk at work. I have a Disney collection of pens at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haunted Mansion would be my last choice, yeah.
I'm with you. Haunted Mansion is a classic. Okay, who read the last question?
I think you did.
Okay, so now...
Oh, so that means I go.
That's right.
What are we doing? Okay, so our next question is not going to be about the parks.
Okay.
It's going to be your favorite princess and villain, which I'm glad you're going first because I don't know.
Okay, well, I have two favorite princesses, but I always have to mention both, but my favorite princess is Princess Tiana from... Princess and the Frog
from Tangled.
Yeah, she's the best. I love Tiana. I think that she should be in the parks more. But that's just me. My second fave is Belle. And she was the long-standing fave. But then when I watched The Princess and the Frog, I felt like Tiana's very relatable. And she's brilliant. I love her. So she's absolutely favorite. But, you know, I need to throw props to Belle because I named my dog after her. So, like...
Can you quickly talk about your feelings on the live-action Beauty and the Beast?
I will very quickly talk about
it. Thank
you. Okay. So, first of all, Beauty and the Beast. If you know the history of the movie Beauty and the Beast, it's a classic masterpiece. People that worked on it, I mean, this was, like, their life. And I won't go into... I just watched... Waking Sleeping Beauty, and they go into this with the animator. Oh my gosh.
I need to watch this.
Yeah, watch that. So it was beautifully done. There was no reason, in my opinion, to make a live action movie. And if they were gonna make a live action movie, the casting is the most important part. And I'm sorry. Love Harry Potter. Love Hermione. Emma Watson, not my Belle.
I don't understand why they didn't pick someone that has, like, a naturally beautiful voice. Which, like, no offense to Emma Watson. She's not a singer. That's
right.
Not what she does.
Yeah.
So why did they pick someone that they had to kind of, like, auto-tune?
Right.
Like, I don't think the... Because Cinderella, the live action, that was a no-name, right? I don't think...
Yeah, pretty much. She was in Downton Abbey, but she wasn't, like, the main
but
character.
But she wasn't, like,
yeah.
like, I don't think anyone on the street would be like, oh, that's so-and-so, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think they needed to pick someone with a high-profile name to get people to come into the movie theaters.
Right.
I think they could have picked someone with more, no offense, talent.
Yeah.
And make it a more beautiful movie.
And then they changed, like, the weird things they did, like, in the original... animated version, Belle wearing blue was very significant because she was an outcast. She's the only character in the movie that wears blue, and then obviously the Beast puts blue on at the
end. I did not know that.
Yes, and the one thing that kills me, and then I'll stop, I promise, is in the song, the mob song, when they're going to attack the Beast, because the whole movie's about being different and you know, kind of like not conforming to the townspeople like mentality. There's a line in that song where they say, we don't like what we don't understand. In fact, it scares us.
Oh.
And that perfectly encapsulates, I think, sometimes this mob mentality of people that will, you know, like burn the witch at the stake type of
that
thing.
That kind of cancel culture that's going on right now.
And they took it out. But why? That was so important to the movie. So I feel like a lot of those, the deeper messages that are behind every single Disney movie, because they all have a deep message.
Right.
They stripped that away from this live action, and then they didn't add anything of value back into it, in my opinion. I wish they just had never done it. I don't know. It's too bad.
All right, so what is your favorite villain?
My favorite villain...
Please don't say mine.
Okay, well, I don't know who yours is. is Ursula.
That's great, but not my answer.
Okay, great, great. Ursula, I love Little Mermaid as well. I grew up on that movie. But Ursula is... She's funny to me. I think that she's sassy. And, I mean, she can be pretty scary, I think. I always thought she was more entertaining than anything. She's also very confident in her own way, and I think that's great. So
isn't that why you hate the name Vanessa?
Yes. So and I never realized where it came from, but when Ursula pretends to be a human and marry Prince Eric, spoiler alert,
if you haven't seen the movie by now, I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah, really. She uses the name Vanessa, and I didn't realize, and when I was older, I was like, I really don't like this name. And sorry for any Vanessa listening, because I like you as a person.
I'm sure you're great.
Yeah, I'm sure you're great. But the name had a connotation to it, and I didn't know why, and then I realized it's because of Ursula. And I think if I had met an Ursula, but there aren't many, I probably would have felt the same way.
Okay, all right. I can respect that.
Yeah, so... I know your favorite princess, but I don't know your favorite villain. So I'm interested.
Okay, so my favorite princess is Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people think the
movie's boring.
Thank you. No, a lot of people think the movie's boring, and I get it. It's a nostalgia thing for me. Like, it was a movie I watched as a little kid that I loved, and, like, the scene where the fairies are making the cake man.
Yeah.
When they make it pink, make it blue, and then she's making the cake, and it's falling down. Oh, my God. It gets me every time. I just love it. But yeah, she's my favorite, and she's just, like, I don't know, it's classic. It's an absolute classic. I will say I think my favorite princess movie, however, is Little Mermaid.
Okay, great. Because
the music is just fantastic.
I love Little Mermaid.
But yeah, my favorite princess is Sleeping Beauty. And then my favorite villain is Scar.
Oh.
Surprising, I know.
Yeah.
His song, Be Prepared, which they absolutely butchered in the new movie, but irrelevant, is just fantastic.
It's probably one of the best villain songs.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that is solely my answer because of that song. That's why he's my favorite.
Well, did you know, so Jeremy Irons voiced Scar in the original movie. Okay. And I guess during the song, at some point he hurt his throat, he had a sore throat or something with his throat. So Jim Cummings, who does like every voice of like everyone, who's amazing, he stepped in. So part of the voice in that song, I believe, is Jim Cummings.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
He's pretty cool.
Huh. Okay. I think you have our next question.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of awesome people, if you could have lunch with anyone, any Disney cast member, you know, anyone dead or alive, who would you choose?
That is a great question that I didn't think of.
Oh, well, yes.
Any Disney cast member.
Or like anyone involved in like the past presidents or, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. It could be Walt Disney himself. I mean,
I don't think I'd want to have lunch with Walt Disney. Is that bad of me?
No, it's okay. No judgment.
I think I'd want to meet with, not, I'm going to say a kind of a general answer.
Okay.
An Imagineer.
Okay.
Like, how fascinating.
Yeah.
I think you can. Can you actually have?
You can have lunch with Imagineer in Hollywood Studios. Yeah.
I'm selling this product right now.
Yeah.
I think an Imagineer or someone that works in Animal Kingdom, like with the animals.
Okay.
I think, like, right now, obviously, we know, like, there's stuff going on in the world where Disney's closed. And, like, I'm in my head, I'm like, what is going on with the animals?
Yeah.
Are they okay? Who's taking
care of
them? I mean, I know. Obviously, Disney's not like, well, figure it out. Just let them free. But, yeah, I think I'd want to know, like, I think you can also actually meet with the animal people.
You can.
I think I'm just selling things.
No,
for
but
Disney.
That's Well, I know. I watched a Disney food blog from yesterday, I think. And they went over, like, who's still working.
Oh, okay.
And, like, all the animal people are there because
the animals are safe.
Yeah, they had a baby zebra was just born, though they haven't named her yet. And
Angela.
I think maybe they'll name it Angela. And they had a baby porcupine that was born. And did you know that baby porcupines are called, oh, gosh, porcats? No, that's a dish.
Porchetta. It's an Italian dish.
Damn, they're called something cute.
We'll come back to you. But, yeah, I think, I'm going to say an Imagineer. Or an animal expert within Disney. Yeah. Did you know that I just learned after watching Imagineering on Disney Plus, that Jane Goodall helped plan Animal Kingdom and like to ensure that the animals like, you know, had the most space and were taken care of and kind of like mimicking the way they kind of live in the real world.
I knew she had part of it because of the Tree of Life.
Yeah.
There's a carving of her with the gorilla.
Yeah, that's I never knew that. But yeah, she helped out, which I think is kind of cool because, you know, obviously those animals are, you know, there because they can't be in the wild. So
yeah,
it's like the best life for them.
Yeah, I think so. And they didn't want to bring a lot of people around and look at a caged animal.
Spare no expense.
Yes.
I know that's universal, but whatever.
Okay, so me?
Yes, sorry, you go now.
All right. Hands down, lunch with John Lasseter. If you don't know who John Lasseter is, I'm an innocuous.
Fake fan.
Yeah, fake fan. So, Pixar?
Oh! Yeah. Pixar theory, no, I'm kidding.
So, I think he just seems like this nice, awesome. So, he's brilliant, obviously. But he just seems like very fun and I would love to see how his brain works because him, Andrew Stenton, and the other one, I can't think of all their names, but they're like a group of people.
Okay.
But he's the leader of it all from what it seems like to me. And he just seems like a very interesting, the way he looks at things. I remember when he was talking, here's what got me, when he was talking about Elsa from Frozen. And originally Elsa was supposed to be the bad guy. And then
isn't she in the original Hans?
Yeah, Hans Christoph Andersen, she's the Ice Queen, is a bad guy.
I think it's called Anna and the Ice Queen.
Oh, really?
Or the Snow Queen?
Snow like Queen. That. I think it's Snow Queen. But then they wrote Let It Go, which is an awesome song, and they were like, this cannot be a villain song.
No.
But John Lasseter, in the interview that I was watching, he had said something about, why would she be the villain? Because I think his son's diabetic.
Oh, I didn't know
like
that.
Like, type 1.
And why would I?
Yeah. And he was kind of equating it to Elsa was born with these powers. She didn't ask for these.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't make her evil off the bat. Like his son was born with this condition and it's just in him now.
Right. It's part of him.
Yeah, it's part of him. And there's, you know, there's a struggle. And he thought that it didn't make sense for her to be bad because of it. It was actually more something you could like tragic you could relate to. And I was like, what a wild way of thinking of things.
Yeah.
So I think that meeting with him and like having lunch with him and just kind of seeing how he pick his brain, how he sees the world and everything like that. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Okay, I like that.
And he'd have to pay too because
obviously. Yeah. I mean, come on, you flew to Florida. Let's go. Okay. So our next question is if you could spend a day in the park with any cast member. Now, this is like cast member that works in the park.
Oh.
Who would it be? I know my answer.
Okay, so somebody that works in the park.
Yes, I can go first if you don't know your answer. Because I'm really excited about
mine. Okay, why don't you go first?
Can I please go first?
Yes, may as well. Yep.
Okay. So it's going to be weird, but I want to work with the glow cart people.
Phantasm, they push it out to sell glow cart.
I mean, not just Phantasm.
Okay.
Think about it. Set the scene. You're in Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
There's about a parade's about to start. Everyone's lined up.
Uh-huh.
You have the person that's pushing the glow carts with like the bubble wands and whatever. You know how many proposals they see?
Oh, what romantic.
How sweet. I want to see that. I want to see how many they have, how many pictures they've been in the back of. Because, I mean,
Right. That's a good point.
And I think they're just blowing bubbles all day. How can that be a bad job?
Yeah, how can you screw that one up?
Although, it must get hot because you're in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, does that 20-minute rule apply to them, too?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, how bad can it be?
Okay, interesting. I think that if I was going to spend a day in the park with a cast member, it would probably be a cast member that works with some of the character meet and greets.
Ooh.
Specifically Pooh Bear.
Oh my god, how sweet.
Yes, I love Pooh Bear. And in the UK pavilion in England, they just opened up the Pooh Bear like meet and greet, and it was interesting. The cast member that was working there, her and Pooh like got along. It was like they just had this like relationship, and it was very cute. So I thought that
didn't you have a really nice meeting with him last time?
This meet and greet was one of the best I've ever had, and he like definitely took his time. He like takes your hand, he shows you around his room, all of your toys. It's the cutest.
I'm crying.
Yeah, it's the cutest thing. And I was by myself, And I loved it. It was just so sweet. Lots of hugs, lots of time. Like, definitely took their time.
Does he give warm hugs? Olaf would want to know.
He definitely gives warm hugs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I think that that's who I would hang out with is a cast member, because you can hang out with Pooh Bear. Yeah. And who doesn't want to do that? So.
And they're also only in the sun for 20 minutes at a time.
And he's really worried about
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even better.
If I can stay inside, yeah.
Nice. Okay. All right. All right. So, what's the next question?
All right. So, the next question, and I know we both know each other's answers, but that I like to talk. But anyways, what Disney collections do you have?
All right, I can go first.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I went first last time.
Well, but it was your question, and then you went first anyways.
All right, I'll just go first. Okay. I'm number one. So I have two. It's kind of two, but one's really big.
Yes.
And the other one. So I collect mini ears.
Yes.
I think I have 18 right now.
And again, she's only gone three times. So.
Yeah, I've been to, no, I have the best in-laws, because I've gone three times, but my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law Jen have gone she's like five times in between, and they both, every time they go, they bring me home ears.
Right.
It's amazing. I've also ordered ears online, I can't lie. But yeah, no, I have ears for everything. I have Christmas ears, I have Epcot Spaceship Earth ears, I have your classic black and red ears. In my Haunted Mansion bathroom, I do have Haunted Mansion ears hanging up.
Yep.
Not the weird one with the plastic, like, four head guys. It's a cuter one. I don't like those. I do have my Flower and Garden Festival ears,
right,
that I just received this past week. Yeah, I have tons, and I'm excited for my wedding, because I know it's actually Oops-a-Daisy Ears on Instagram. I love her. I've ordered three ears from her, and she does personal wedding ears.
Nice.
And so I kind of want to message her and see if I can get something custom made for my bridal ears,
because
I know they have bridal ears at Disney, but they're the same.
Generic,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I can, and she puts beautiful flowers. Yeah, definitely go give her a follow. Oops-a-Daisy Ears on Instagram and Etsy. I think her name's Danielle. She's really sweet. I've spoken with her a bunch of times through DMs on Instagram. She's quick to answer. She's awesome. And I also have a much smaller collection of pens, but I have it's a Mickey ice cream bar pen.
Yeah.
Which funny story I'll tell later, but I stole it from my fiance. I have just a mini one, with a little light up, and then I have my Haunted Mansion one that I already talked
about. That was $14.99.
Yeah, it was. Yep. I love talking about the outrageously expensive things from Disney, because it doesn't go over my head, guys. I'm aware.
Yeah, yes. We know that it's very expensive, yes. And we know we're being marketed to pretty hard, but.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay,
you know.
But, you know, it's Disney dollars, guys.
Yeah, it's Disney dollars. So
what about you?
Okay, so my collection, I just revamped my Disney pin collection. So I have a good amount of, I don't have a lot, but maybe, I don't know, I'm looking at it right now. Maybe
30? I have two, so.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah. And then I have a lot of memorabilia around me in my office, but mugs. I definitely have a lot of Disney mugs.
That's for sure.
And I certainly don't drink a lot of hot anythings.
Yeah.
Because we're in New England, it's always cold.
Iced coffee 24/7, 365.
Yep, absolutely. But I do have a lot of pins, and
you have a lot of Disney t-shirts.
Yeah, I do have a lot of Disney t-shirts. So luckily where we work, it doesn't really matter what we wear. So,
no.
I can wear those.
Guys, I wore Disney cat leggings to work today.
That's
so
true.
Pretty lucky.
Yeah. So yeah, those are my collections.
Nice.
I can totally see the ears. I bought a pair of ears when I was there in January, and then I had my mother get me the Flower and Garden Orange Bird ones. I can totally see me getting obsessed with them, so I have to be careful.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Yes.
About the orange bird ears we just received from your mother and my mother-in-law.
Yep.
So Jen loves the orange bird. And so I obviously have a lot of ears. Everyone knows I have a lot of ears. So Maria comes to me last week, and she goes, "Here, I got you a little something from Disney," and hands me the orange bird ears. And of course, I'm super excited. I love them. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, oh my God. Jen really wanted these ears. because Jen doesn't own a lot of ears. I think she has two or three.
I have one, and now I have two.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So I was like, Jen doesn't ever want ears, and she really wanted these. So if I got them, I just automatically felt bad that I received them, not knowing that she also received them. So I was like, oh my God, do I give her my ears? I'm starting to feel really guilty.
Yeah.
And then she sent me a picture and a text message of her working at her desk with them on. And the wave of relief that came over me was, I was like, oh, thank God I can keep them.
Yeah.
Because I was just I felt so bad that that I had them and she didn't. So
that's nice.
I'm just a really great person.
You could keep them.
Thanks. You don't need two pairs.
Okay, so the next question that I have is, what is your favorite Disney Spotify playlist to listen to? Because I know I play Disney music all the time.
Yeah, me too. I listen to Disney music pretty constantly.
Unless it's Christmas time.
Yes. Or unless if it was last weekend and I listened to Christmas music. I also love Christmas. It's my other. I'll start a podcast about that and you can listen to it. It's one of those things that listening to Disney music just makes me happy. Like, it just brings me so much joy. So I have a couple that I listen to. One is called Disney Parks. And then in parentheses, it's mostly Walt Disney. It says mostly WDW, which is obviously Walt Disney World.
Okay.
I like it because it breaks up into four different parts, but it has like a section that's just park music.
Oh.
So it like brings you onto like you hear the Soarin' music, you hear Haunted Mansion, yeah. You hear like the Happily Ever After song, which I don't know about you guys, but listening to that like makes me want to cry. Not out of sadness, just like when,
yeah,
it's like happily, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'm not gonna sing for you guys. But no, it's a really good playlist. I also do love the Spotify created playlists. I think it's like Disney Princess, Disney, yeah, Hits.
Disney Hits was mine, yeah.
Yeah, Disney Hits is really good, but those are the really good ones on Spotify.
Disney Hits, I think that they update it a lot, because yeah, I feel like every new movie, when you go on there later on, they have some of the songs, so that's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Because I made a playlist, but then I never think of like adding to it, so it's kind of nice.
Yours does have Pixar music as well, yes, which I really like, because that's one thing that the Disney one that I listen to doesn't
have. Oh, okay. We're all friends, Disney and Pixar, come on.
We love each other.
Yeah.
On to the next question.
Yes.
Okay. So if you could have any job at Walt Disney World, any job,
oof,
what would it be?
Ooh, boy. That is a you know, part of me thinks I'd like to be a character. But I kind of liked when you were talking about working with the animals at Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
I think that, you know, like doing the safari. I always thought that I would like to be a skipper for Jungle Cruise.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
I'm not funny enough. Like, I'm not quick
enough. I'm not
quick
witted.
Yeah. But so I think maybe doing the safari, because it's way more like recorded and you don't have to be silly. I could be a safari, whatever they're called, tour guide.
Okay. They just drive the buses.
They just drive
though.
It. Or, yeah.
They don't talk. I mean, I'm not judging your choice.
No, they give you little tips about the animals.
Oh, they
and stuff.
Do? Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You know my favorite part, and this has nothing to do with working at Walt Disney World, but my favorite part about the safari is when you drive in between the sections and you go over, like, the fence,
yeah,
on the ground. I don't know why. It just makes me giggle when we do that. I don't. It's silly, but I love it.
I changed my
okay,
answer.
What is
I
it? Let's hear it.
See, I think I'd like to work in the one of the bakeries.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good choice.
Like Main Street Bakery, because mm-hmm, you're mm-hmm, on Main Street all day and you're baking stuff. Like, what
I mean,
could be better?
Can you imagine that smell?
Oh my God.
Amazing.
And the parade, probably.
Oh, yeah, like every single time.
A champ. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yep, bakery.
All right. All right, so for me, I would choose the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Oh,
but
okay,
in Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Because I think they have one in Grand Floridian, and they also,
yes,
have one in Springs. Which, no thank you, if I'm going to be working there, I want to be in Magic,
yeah,
Kingdom.
Yeah.
But here's why. Air conditioned. Mm-hmm. You're inside. Mm-hmm. Even if you're outside, like, checking people in, you're still not in the sun.
Mm,
and
yeah,
also, I mean, you're working with little kids.
Yeah.
You know, you're sprinkling. I think it's a fairy godmother in training.
That's exactly,
yep,
what it is. Yeah. And you're making little princesses.
Yeah.
And
you
so
sprinkle the pixie dust. And, you know, you're just... And I think there's also... you can do pirates as well.
Yeah. There is that. Yeah, you're right.
Right. For I'm not sure
Bippity
either.
Bippity Boppity Pirates doesn't go.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
But yeah, I think I'd want to do that. Or if not, I don't know. I think I'd want to work up maybe a Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing. I just want to be in Magic Kingdom, apparently.
Yeah. I think that's where I want to be.
Yeah. And then, like, because although those people freak me out, the Haunted Mansion people. Not that Haunted Mansion's not a scary ride, but when you're walking in and you're, like, going into that first elevator area,
yeah,
they don't break character.
No.
Like, if you walk by them, they stare through you, and it freaks me out. Not to,
yeah,
mention I also get scared by characters, which is a fun fact.
That's
of mine.
True. She doesn't like me in the characters.
Yeah, I
like,
don't know.
We met Mickey and Minnie, and she did not.
I know.
No.
I went,
yeah,
sad. I was all sad. I just, you know what it is? I can't get past it. The magic isn't enough.
Is
for
it
me.
The characters with the masks and stuff, or can you?
It's everyone.
Everyone.
I think the characters, like when you meet like Winnie the Pooh or Mickey, it's not as bad. But like the princesses, when I'm looking face,
yeah,
to face, I can't do it because like I know it's just Sarah behind there. You know,
oh
it's,
my,
it's not Princess Aurora.
You have to get into the magic.
And I can't do it. I can't. But even with like meeting the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. I can't do it.
You're insane.
I know. I listen. I understand who I am. It doesn't make sense. So we have one last question for today. What is your favorite Disney movie of all time?
Okay. So this is this. All right. So this includes like live and animated and Pixar. Because this is going to be very
hard. I would say if you could only watch one Disney movie for the rest of your life, what would it be? I kind of said mine earlier, but I'll say it again.
All right. So one. That's very difficult. But I'm torn. Like I said, I love Princess and the Frog and I love Beauty and the Beast. But if I had to watch one over and over again forever.
It's the only thing you're ever going to watch again. I'm kidding.
It's going to probably be Lilo and Stitch.
Okay. That makes sense.
Only because I think that the songs might get crazy to me after a while. And, you know, from like the Princess movies, if I had to watch, if that's the only, you know, one that I could watch. I love Lilo and Stitch. I don't know. I know the movie backwards and forwards.
It does have kind of everything to it too. Cause like it has like that sweet love bond, right, like between the sisters, but also has a little bit of action with the aliens. So I can.
And it's kind of like an odd couple thing.
Right.
And it's like Lilo's hilarious. Oh my God, this like weird little girl.
She's like spunky little
thing. And also it takes place in Hawaii and just the opening where they're like swimming with Pudge and stuff. It's, it just feels so nice. Like you see the ocean, you see the fish. So I think it would be Lilo and Stitch. I know it's a really random thing, but
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. What about you?
Mine would be Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay. So
I know,
water.
I know. I already said that. Yeah. It's she's not my favorite princess necessarily, because to be honest, like Ariel's okay as a princess.
I love Ariel.
She's 16. She doesn't know what she's doing.
She's a bit spoiled.
She's like, my father, like, come on, you're 16. Like, it's funny though, growing up, now that I'm 26 years old, which I understand isn't like the oldest, I'm like, girl, you're 16, like, you're a child, what are you doing? But no, I just, the movie itself is so beautiful.
It is
the colors and the music. I mean, I want a song I can sing to.
Yeah, that's true.
And that it's just it's a fantastic,
every song is good.
Although I have to say, the live action that they just did, two thumbs all the way down.
Oh, that live premiere thing?
Yeah. I'm not the live action movie. Yeah. Sorry, let me clarify.
The one with Queen Latifah?
The one that they did on TV.
Queen Latifah was the best part.
Yeah, and I'm going to butcher her name.
The girl plays Moana.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm so sorry.
I've never heard her name said. So I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just going to say it wrong. But after watching it, what I said was the only good thing about that was Queen Latifah. And I think that Queen Latifah should be Ursula. I know Melissa McCarthy is going to be her.
Yes.
Which I like her too.
Can she
sing? I've never heard her sing, but that's the thing. Queen Latifah, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
I love everything she does.
She also has that like kind of soulful tone, which Ursula
and
is
what
like
a presence.
Very like, deep. Right.
I mean, Melissa McCarthy's funny, but Queen Latifah has a presence.
Right.
And every movie, I mean, like Chicago, when I was watching Chicago, I'm like, yeah, she demands it.
Right.
And Ursula does the same. That's it.
Right.
She demands the attention.
Yeah, the live action, I just like, I'm so sorry, the girl that plays Moana, like when I hear her voice now, I hear Moana.
Right.
Jodie Benson is like, it's such a classic, like you hear it and you're like, oh my God, it's Little Mermaid, you know?
That's a good choice, Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And plus, Jodie Benson, out of all the voiced princesses, she seems to be like really into Disney. Like,
oh yeah.
She's always there.
I feel like she's always, like you always hear her name popping up.
Yeah, yeah. So I bet she that would have been a good one to have lunch with too, Jodie Benson.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, well,
next
we lost our chance.
We already had lunch. All right.
Well, so that concludes our interview. I think I learned a lot about Angela, and hopefully Angela learned some new things about me.
I think so.
And you guys learned some stuff about us and can see how much we love Disney. And I'm looking forward to our next show.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a blast doing this. I can't wait for the future and what this podcast brings. I'm just honestly excited to be able to meet with you once a week and just talk about Disney for an hour and a half.
Yes.
That sounds like a blast.
Yep.
But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Watch out for our new Instagram. We're going to be starting soon, but you can follow Jen at _TheDisneyDiva. She posts quite a bit of stuff on there, and she's always posting trivia and fun facts on her stories. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. We can't wait for this podcast to keep growing. And remember,
have regard for Hildegard.